Blog Talk Radio.
Bitch out if my guap ain't correct. Then when my John Hancock, I'll get the check.
I love trucks, but drop tops is the best. From the Beamer, Benz, nah, Rolex,
Watchmen.
She like red, so cool. Any nigga after me, it's a deja vu. Stop staying in paint like AI shoes. Just watch how I one turn the made I move.
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hey, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hey, yeah, she with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn with my kinfolk.
Coolie's corner store rappers swinging cracks in my hall. Mama's in the kitchen cooking cat, rat, and dog. Me, I want a little something, y'all can have it all. I'm trying to walk before I crawl and move this package in my drawer. That's why I push the pedal to the motherfucking floor. With 10% left of those who bust up the poor. And still I keep it funky like 4+, what more? Get this money like in God we trust. Trust your boy, that's a given. Living this life like it was written. Especially for me, I'm what the recipe is missing. Blow my pip in the air, key the ignition. Then get to lane switching, plucking ashes off the clipping. Mommy wanna ride and play the Bonnie to my Clyde. If anybody try to kill Bill, it'd probably be the bride. Like all jokes aside, serious with mine. And now I'm on this grind like a man in his prime.
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hey, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hey, yeah, she with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn with my kinfolk.
Hey, yo, I got my swagger on, and I feel great. Funk Doc be in the hood like infamil cases. I network on MySpace real late, hoping my Apple make me another Bill Gates. Around my crib, look how I live. I'm a slob, but crip niggas say I get biz. Anywhere I did a show, women saying that I'm
so amazing.
Yeah, another mic, another night in the days in. Another heist, another kite in the state pen. My state been the shit, y'all do just break wind.
York, nigga,
either you made mice or made men. I do the dirt to keep my hand on the work. Got the other hand, I'm on a Lisa skirt. My A1 since day one's got. How many shots will it take to make sun drop?
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hey, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hey, yeah, she with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn with my kinfolk.
Yes, indeed. Your boy's back again. I had to go and let y'all have that Method Man, Red Man right there. Your boy Pretty Tone in the building, man. Along with, as usual, with the usual suspects, the infamous, the world-renowned K. Diddy. Let's give him, I would give him a round of applause, but he already feeling himself. And, of course, the lady who holds the show down, Miss Joy LaShawn. We want to welcome y'all to the show. How's everybody doing? Lady Joy, how are you, man?
I'm fine, darling. Every day above ground is a good one. And I'm just thankful that I'm above ground. And everybody else is, too.
Straight up. And, of course, Mr. K. Diddy, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
It's okay, so first of all, that whole battery white, low tone, this is radio, brother. You got to step it up or not. It's all, I'm good. Ain't going to cut it. You're already killing the vibe. So I'm going to try this again. Ladies and gentlemen, as I bring to you the world-renowned, the infamous K. Diddy. What's up, K. Diddy?
I ain't trying to make the vibe for no furry face rascals, man. I'm setting the mood for our female listeners, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're trying to set the mood for the
Okay.
See, but I don't expect you to understand that, you know what I'm saying? But they get it, they understand.
And why wouldn't he understand that?
Well,
thank you. Somebody's feeling my pain around here. Somebody's feeling my pain around here today. It's called, and matter of fact, that's why I love the name of today's show. It's called Say Something.
So when KB to get out of line today, we're going to say something and put him in check.
Like we always do.
Well, I'm sure glad that dough swing both ways.
You know what I mean?
Why?
Say something. Say something, baby, is the name of today's show. We're talking about communicate. We're talking about in this life, you got to speak up for yourself and let people know who and what you're about. And a lot of times, whether it's in business or relationships, we ain't saying something, you know what I mean? What triggered me was the song that I... There you go. What triggered me was the song that I played at the beginning of the show. And basically, you know, when we all have dreams, we start off with dreams. Then we turn these dreams into ideas. Then we turn the ideas into reality. And in between, there's a whole lot of work. And sometimes you start off in a relationship, and when there was this great bond because y'all were struggling together, whether it's a girlfriend, whether it's your homeboy, whether it's your brother, whoever it could be. And while we were in the struggle, we were strong. The relationship was strong. We was holding each other down. But it seems the moment something good happened, it's like you over there and I'm over here, and I'm wondering how the hell did that happen? When we were in this struggle together from the get-go, and you're looking like, how did I get over here and you over there? And there's even a certain amount of resentment because so much has changed, and, you know, we're going to branch off from that trend of thought because, you know, here on Can a Player Play, we start off one way, but we veer off over the place because that's how life is. You know what I mean? And then we go, you know, so that's the first part I want to start off with. How did that happen? That I'm now over here and you over there while we were in a struggle together. We were good. If I had two slices of bread, I gave you one and I ate the other. But now suddenly we got a whole loaf of bread. We having issues. So I'm going to let Lady Joy, you can start off on that one.
Well, you know, from what I see, sometimes, like, two people, whether they're in a man-woman relationship or whether it's a friendship, a lot of times, after a while, you grow apart because you experience different things from, you know, whoever you're with because you're not with that person 24/7. You know what I'm saying? And you experience different things. And sometimes that makes you grow up. Sometimes that makes you aware of what's going on around you. And you grow apart, you know, from whoever you might be close with. And that other person, one person can grow apart from the other, and the other not realizing it until later on. And it's like, well, what happened? I felt like, you know, we were here. And things happen in everyday life that makes you a different person from where you are. You know, we all got to grow up at some point in our life. And whether it's growing up or growing out or growing apart, you're growing. Some people stay stagnant and others move on. And if you're in a relationship and one person has moved out, it can be very hurtful for that other person, but that's life. You know, and nothing stays the same. There's always a change, and you got to be aware of that. You know, you might get complacent where you're at, and all is like with your job or something. Something could happen where you can lose your job, and that's very devastating, especially nowadays to a lot of people. You know, losing their jobs and losing that significant other or your.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, in that scenario. Say when I started off the job, right, I started off as the guy who was just sweeping the floor in the store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Me and you was cool. And I worked my way up to cashier. Now I'm the manager of the store, and things are improving a little bit. What happened in that gap where suddenly that things are coming together?
Well,
it's like we just can't.
Things had gotten better for you, and that opened your eyes to a lot of other opportunities that could be in your future. And that's what you're looking at. Self-preservation comes first. You know, even if you're in a relationship, you're looking at what's going to be good for you, okay? You could be looking for what's good for you and that other person, but you come first. And that's it's natural. That's just how it is, being human. Self-preservation comes first. And opportunity came along for you to better yourself, and that's what you're going to do. Nobody wants to stay in the same place when there's an opportunity for them to get better, make more money, have a better life. Bottom line.
Okay, and all right, I'm going to throw it to Mr. K. Diddy because I know he's waiting over there in the wings. You know what I mean? K. Diddy, whether it's a girlfriend, whether it's a brother, whether it's your homeboy that's been running with you for 20 years, y'all grew up together, y'all been through everything together, now there just seems to be some kind of just this huge wall because you getting ahead and you trying to get ahead and you really, in your heart, you're thinking we getting ahead, but they just over there in a whole other page. We need them to say something. So what is your take on that, Mr. K. Diddy?
Oh, man, it's a couple of different scenarios. One, man, you know, people can be with you so much when in actuality they with you, but they're not really with you. They with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so all the time that they could benefit and be around, and even sometimes they can even play like they joyous or happy for you. And mm-hmm. out of that, you know, comes resentment and jealousy. You know, and it's unfortunate with people. Sometimes the more you help them, you know, the more they resent you for it. They'll take everything that you got to give, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, that little devil that's inside of them be jealous, you know, they be jealous of you, they be hating on you, but they love you, man. And that's some weird shit right there where people could really like, and they like you so much till they dislike you.
Yep.
Because by them looking at you and watching you, it's like a mirror to them because they see all the flaws in them and all the shortcomings in them. And you know, and the more you give them, the more you try to help them, man. It's almost like it's weird, man. They just despise you for being the person that you are, to be caring and giving. Even though they want it and need it, they still dislike you for it.
It's like a love-hate relationship.
It's totally what it is. They like everything about you till they like you. That's the only way you can say it. They like you so much till they dislike you. You know, and that's the flip. You know, when somebody can't find no flaws in you, and even the flaws they do find in you are minimal, you know, comparatively speaking, and that makes them dislike you even more.
Wow.
So it's kind of hard to speak up on that one, Tony, because the more you speak up on it, you know, it makes the other person withdraw even more because they still looking at like, well, damn, you know, you mad enough to even confront me about this, even to put it on the table to try to resolve the issues. And because what they're thinking and what they're feeling is so petty, you know, they can't be man or woman to put it on the table because, they again, they be faced with their true being. And their true being is lacking.
Wow.
Straight up, and I'm not even going front. This is just one that I'm having a great degree of difficulty with. You know what I mean? This one of them topics where, like you said, you know, it can come from so many different places, man. It could be your own mother or your own brother, your own father sometimes you're talking about in this scenario. As you're trying to press ahead and get a college degree, you know what I mean? Your brother chose the gangbang. Say that again?
I was just going to say, sibling rivalry is the worst thing known to man.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? It's crazy that, you know, the first scenario I'm going to say is, I'm your son, and I'm pressing ahead to get a college degree, and you know, every time you talk to me, you're like, what's up, college boy? But you don't say it in a way that's loving, like you're proud of me. It's almost like you resent your own child for getting this education that you didn't have. Or sort of like your brother, you know, who chose to gangbang or hustle, and you trying to do some things, and it's like there's just this huge thing in between y'all, and you can't figure it out. You're like, I'm your brother, man. And, you know, like Mr. Clinton said earlier, at first, you know what I mean, in high school and I'm getting all the accolades, you was cool and, yeah, look at my little brother getting in. But suddenly now that I'm going to college and university, it's like you got issues with me because you chose to gangbang or you chose to hustle. I need somebody to say something, man. You know what I'm saying? 646-929-2870. That's what we're talking about today. Whether it's, you know, in a relationship, whether it's your own child, you know, you've got parents who resent their child for being successful. And I thought that was the object of when you have a child. That's a sad thing right there. Or you got the parents who resent the child because they're trying to live through the child. And the child is like, hold up, it's me, this ain't you. But the parent trying to jump in the spot, like, you know, the child is an aspiring rapper. They're talking about they want to be on the tour bus. They need to be in a video and all that. And the child is like, I ain't even got on yet.
I need to manage your success because I'm your mom, I'm your dad. I need to do this, you know, for your sake. You know?
Yo, this is crazy. I'm telling y'all, this is crazy. And this, like I said, this is just one of them topics that I'm having just a great deal of time struggling with because in my head it just don't make no sense. But anyway, we're going to take a quick little musical break. I'm going to hit you all with this 7. Don't go nowhere.
Yo, yo.
I turn the corner and everybody on the block drops. Nobody want it. We sit there and we question ourselves. Like, what's the purpose? Every time we try to live for good, evil can't be surface. I see the little kids suffering. What happened to the motherland? They never gave a damn. They helped the other man. We stand alone and yet we fighting our own. Like, it ain't hard enough already. What you doing is wrong. I know it's hard when you're looking for love. Recession got you going crazy, so you ran above. Give up is not an option. Keep your pride. Stand tall. It's when you separate yourself and then we all fall. Let up, I'm always fed up, but nonetheless, I'm never weak, I keep my head up, I'm reaching for doves in the sky, when I pray, then I try to tell my heart to face some better days, to find a better way, so from the bottom, then we make it to the top, we only get to live once, so never stop, it's the reason that you live, so quit doubting yourself, never forget the love you have when your heart wants
to.
I'ma seek it. They lie to her face, then take a history and tweak it. Creating the race, they trauma dominate a weekend. Forgetting the days they used to live a cave weeping. It's like da 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 da. Man cry da 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 da. Don't understand why. You think you're better when we're really the same. You think you bleed another color, yo, what's wrong with your brain? I'll be the first to call you people insane. Who gave you right to be a leader, beating, calling his name? And then you hate it when we get in the game. And try to fame, sweating a card just to keep us from flames. Get it together, cause you're living in vain. Stop trying to tear the people down, cause you don't know how to tame. I guarantee it through the storm and the pain. I got a remedy to make it, and I'm starting to change.
What you won't do.
That's the homegirl 7 right there, you know what I mean, with Do For Love, trying to spit a little bit of knowledge, tried everything for love, but you can't give up because sometimes it's just crazy. Those that love you turn out to be your enemies, man, and this is crazy. Anyway, I'm going to read a little poem out of the book, Player Step Your Game Up. It says, if I cannot be that which I am, then what am I to be? If I cannot be that which I am, then what or what am I then? For now misery is my fear with a friend. Will I, shall I not become me? No one will make me or take away from me that which I am, for I can only be me. That poem was written by yours truly here out of the book Player Steffi Givens, and it's saying that we all came here with a mission, whatever that mission may be. And we can't let nobody take that from us because they're hating on us, so you got to say something. And it's crazy. Earlier we were discussing, you know, I mean, the nature of going through the struggle together. When we had two slices of bread and we were happily sharing, but now that we got, you know, the whole loaf of bread with some orange juice and some peanut butter and jelly, it's like there's just huge barrier between us. And I'm like, yo, we're in a better place now. Now, sometimes some of that resentment can come from maybe because I've become a little bit more successful. I'm not as cooperative as I used to be. And that does happen. Some people, you know what I mean, money only magnifies who you truly are at the end of the day. But then there's a scenario where you're trying to help and I'm trying to get you on and I'm trying to do for you and I'm trying to show you a better life. And it's like the more I try to do that is the more we got issues. Because, A, in your mind, you're territorial. So when we were sharing the two slices of bread, it was just me and you. But now that I'm in a position where I have to deal with other people, you resent that fact. But at some point, you knew that was going to happen because I'm pursuing my dreams. So well, you know, knew Tony, who you were making. Go ahead.
You know, Tony, I agree with everything that you're saying. But when you're in a relationship, sometimes when you feel that you need to move ahead with your life, the person that's with you can resent you for that because they're not going anywhere with theirs. And they're living their life kind of vicariously, you know, through you. And it's like I said, a lot of times people grow out of a relationship, you know, because they're growing up and they're growing out. And it's like, you know, a butterfly coming out of the cocoon. You got to spread your wings. And that other person can resent that because they haven't. Can I get an amen from the choir?
Yeah, you can definitely get an amen on that one right there from your boy. Because that's true. You're trying to spread your wings, and they're on a whole different other page.
Yeah, they're stuck where they are.
And, you know, and it's like the more you try to extend your hand back and like, come on, let me help you fly. Their defense mechanisms, for whatever reason, like you say, Lamont said earlier, they enjoy the fruits of the labor, but they resent you for it. And that's the craziest thing. And then there are those who act like you just owe this to them. And you ain't supposed to say nothing. Because you say, hey, I'm a give you from A to D. They're like, nah, I want, you know what I mean, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. And you're like, whoa. And that's when you get hit with the, you done changed. That's when you get hit with this. You ain't the same. Of course I'm not the same. If we used to share the two slices of bread, something had to change in me where I had to go beyond that realm and step into a new realm because life is constantly changing.
That's right.
We're constantly evolving. We're constantly growing. And sometimes these relationships can become cancerous to us. And that's why I'm saying something. That's what today's show is all about, because a lot of times, especially us black folks, we sweep that under the rug with the quickness because we don't want to expose that. But this is some real ish I'm spitting today. Sometimes these relationships become cancerous, man, to the point where the toxin you're giving out is taken from me. And all I'm doing is trying to make you better. My spotlight is my spotlight. I can't give it to you. You got to discover what your spotlight is. And I know sometimes when your significant other, your brother, your son, your daughter, your cousin, who you were really tight with, get to a certain point, their circumstances change. And so you probably get lost in their shadow, but you can't get lost in the shadow if you're pursuing your own destiny.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like I tell brothers all the time, and I tell sisters all the time, you can't live up to Michael Jordan's name if you're Michael Jordan's son. You got to go find your own path. Because if you ever try to live up to something like that, you're going to get lost. You can't live up to Marvin Gaye and try to be Marvin Gaye Jr. because you're going to end up like Marvin Gaye Jr. on drugs because you can't live up to that. You understand what I'm saying? Bob Marley's son, there can't be another Bob Marley. You can't live up to these things, so you get lost in these shadows.
You're so right. So right.
You know what I mean? So you got to go forge your own way. And that's the hardest thing to do because, you know what I mean, I'm speaking up on all this stuff right there. You know, I'm Muhammad Ali Jr. And you can't live up to that. It's sort of like if Michael Jackson's kids grow up and get into entertainment. You can't live up to Michael Jackson.
You got to be your own person.
You got to be your own person. So like I said, sometimes I know the spotlight is so bright that it just takes up your life. But you can't resent me for that. That's my destiny. That's what I came here to do.
That's right.
And I'm a matter of fact, here, let me go on and throw this out there because I know K. Diddy's ego is in full bloom today. You can't live up to being K. Diddy Jr. The shoes are just too big to fill, you know what I'm saying? A man of international renown. Do you agree, K. Diddy? Because you are a living legend in your own mind.
Well, since last week, I'm a living legend in some other people's minds, too. I just want you to know that. But you're absolutely right. People should really try to find who they are and live up to what their own potentials and their capacity is. We all have our own life and only one life. So that's real, man. People need to get it together and focus on the real stuff and quit faking.
All right. Right now, as we're talking, I'm checking Twitter, see if anybody hitting us on Twitter. You know what I mean? Y'all folks in Twitter can get at us. You know what I mean? If you're on the call in.
Because you know I love my Twitter folks.
Right on. 646-929-2870 is the call-in number. You know what I mean? Anybody in the chat room want to hit us up? I mean, I'm checking all that stuff right now. And you can get at us.
We ain't scared. Don't be scared.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to keep spreading this ghetto gospel right now. And so, quick little musical interlude while I drink some water, or maybe Cavassier, or maybe a combination of the both. But who the hell wants water down Cavassier anyway?
Cavassier.
For drink.
Half a Cavassier.
To his shoes, he was looking fly. Never was amazed by these other guys. Brush him off, not for long. Next thing I'm waving by. Cause he had a face I never saw before. I give dudes a chance only if they are mature. And he was everything I'm looking for. Nice cut, real neat, all that and even more. Only the future knows what could be in store. Could he be the one, but I'm not even sure. So I guess I gotta find out. Looks are deceiving, gotta know him inside out. I said to myself, just give him a chance. He came to me close and asked for a dance. A feeling that I never felt in my life. He whispered in my ear and told me I'm the one he would wife. But we have to get things straight, cause I'm not the type that you just see one night. See, because I'm in it for the long term. If he wants to leave, he can take that flight. But he wasn't trying to play me. Said I was his baby and he appreciates me. But we gotta go with the flow, cause no one knows just how far this will take me. What these others can't see in me. I told him, maybe so, that could even be. But I don't usually fall in love so easily. It takes time, gotta let my guard down. And I feel a little void when we are apart now. More hugs show love when we walk now. I don't seem to get shy when we even talk now. You could say this could be something nice. And like air that we breathe, you're a part of my life. And I ain't being cheesy, simply stating the facts. And all the words that I speak, I will never retract. Also, thank you just for holding my back. You never beat around the bush, you were always back. So I enclose this note with kisses and hugs. Cause I love you, you're my favorite drug.
Yes, yes, your boy Pretty Tone back in the building.
Yeah, remix, Rashida. I figured we'd sell outside of this, but you know.
I don't know what is up with this switchboard trying to do its own thing, but we ain't having it. Welcome back to the show, Can I Play Play? Life, love, you know, everything in between. We talk about it every week. We right here posted up this week. We talking about say something, baby, you know what I mean? Sometimes the communication gap between two people, sometimes even three or four, just becomes so bad and you just don't even know where to start. You know, when I left off, I was talking about children trying to live up to their father's success. But, you know what I mean, that's our mother's success. Let me make sure I put that out there because there's some very successful ladies out there. You know, it's sort of like, you know, Oprah having a child and the child trying to live up to Oprah Winfrey.
Or just to their parents' expectations, period. You know?
It's a difficult scenario, man. That this journey in life is real tough, and a lot of times we, unfortunately, are not provided with the right guidance and tools we need so that we can become who we were sent here to be. You know?
Yep.
Sometimes you can't even convey a thought process without somebody taking it the wrong way. Go ahead, Lady Joy.
No, I'm just agreeing with what you're saying. You know, a lot of times, even if the parents don't have that success. They live vicariously through their kids. They push their kids out there so they can live their lives through them for what they didn't have. And they push their children. You know, sometimes the kids might not even be ready for it. But it's like these pageants that a lot of mothers push their daughters into being. They're like 2, 3, and 4 years old or younger, you know, and the parents push them. They don't want to do that. They don't want to put on makeup. They don't want to have their hair curled. They don't want to have the false teeth put in for them to smile. They haven't even grown yet. They're not even nowhere even near being developed. But, you know, the parents want them to have that success that they didn't have, so they're pushing them. And everybody's got their – God has instilled our own in us for us to do what we do when we're ready to do it, not for somebody else to push it for us because they didn't have it or, you know, they want it or they're trying to make us be like them because they did. Everybody is their own person. God instills that in us when we're born. You know, you are who you are, and you do what you do when you're ready to do that. You know, because I've seen so many young people out here where their parents have pushed them, you know, like stage mothers and stage dads, and, you know, they want their kids to be successful. We all want our children to be successful, more so than what we were. But if they're not ready for that, you know, it could be very disastrous for them. You push them so far, they turn to drugs, they turn to sex, they turn to a whole bunch of other things because they're not ready for what you're pushing them for, what you want for them. They got to want it. Can I get an amen from the choir?
Absolutely, and that also comes right back down to what we're talking about, the communication, whereas the child should be able to say, "This is not for me," you know? And
yeah,
too
but
many
you know,
times they're not able to do that.
But you know what, Tony? If they're at an age where, you know, they can't say that for themselves, you've got that parent there that's going to push it, push the envelope anyway, because that's what they want. And it's sad. It's very sad.
It's true. That is true, and that will ultimately lead to another collapsed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not able to say what's going on. We got to say something, man. You know, and one of the first things is the expression of what's going on with the next person. You know, if my spotlight is too bright for you, you got to speak up and say, "Okay, the spotlight is too bright for me. I can't hang with this," because everybody's not cut out for this spotlight. You understand?
Yeah.
But to sit there and just let resentment fester and let this wall, you know, it's crazy. And I try to understand it, but I can't, because in my mind, the way I see it, is if we've been through this struggle together, be you my brother, be you my girl, be you my child, my mother, my father, if we came through the struggle together, and we have forged this in the fire, how is it that once we come out of the fire, you resent me? Or in some cases, I resent you because you're not as successful as I am. Because sometimes when people become successful, they don't acknowledge the sacrifice of the next person. And in that situation, I can understand you resenting me. You know, I gave up all this and that so that you could get to this point. Now suddenly you're acting as though my efforts were in vain. I can even understand that. But like I said, what I can't understand is we've come from the 2 slices of bread to the whole loaf, the peanut butter and jelly and Kool-Aid and Vienna sausages.
Yeah.
Shout out to K. Diddy.
And I saw some at the 99 cent store for him.
I love
don't
you
both for looking
at that.
So, Mr. Prolific, K. Diddy. K. Diddy Esquire, as you like to be called. Say that again, sir.
Don't hate because you guys are not up on a finer cuisine.
That's okay. That's okay, K. Hey, Diddy, I saw some in the 99 cent store, and my first thought was you. I said, look, there he go right there in this display for Vienna sausage.
Absolutely. So I'm going to let Dr. K. Diddy Esquire and bless us with some of his prolific thoughts. K. Diddy, jump in here. Help us out, brother, with your prolific self. Tell the good people out there in listening land, you know what I mean, some of your thoughts on what's going on, what we're discussing right now.
I don't know. You got anything in particular you would like me to elaborate on, because you've been doing such a fine job of laying
it
out.
Thank you for that compliment. Thank you for the compliment. One of the things I'd like you to address, sir, as what we're discussing with Say Something Baby, is why is it that we can't bridge the gap if it was once so strong in the struggle? Why can't we bridge the gap now, K. Diddy?
Because people have not even embraced it from the foundation yet. We first got to be true within ourselves to even communicate what's real. You know, we always say let's keep it real, but what does that actually mean? It don't really mean anything. People have lost iron in their words. Everybody need to take some vitamins and boost up their iron. You know what I'm saying? So people cannot really communicate their true feelings for lack of, one, being judged, for two, for not even wanting to hurt somebody else's feelings. When they all, you know, the old adage is, you know, the truth hurts, and sometimes it does, and most times it does, and we find ourselves being more concerned about somebody's feelings opposed to being honest with them. And at the end of the day, the truth will set you free. So that means you need to be honest. And, you know, I don't know why people have such a hard time with that, you know, but like I said, they justify, well, I don't want to tell them that they got a booger on their nose, or I don't want to say this because they might think this, or they might think, you know, that's, to me, bullshit as excuses, and we all are guilty of doing that from time to time. So I think that if we all check ourselves and step our own shit up, a lot of that stuff will work itself out. That's my twist on it.
You're right. Ooh, profoundness.
Dr.
Brother
K. Diddy Esquire, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. K. Diddy.
Ooh, all righty then. So, Tony, do we have anybody in the chat room or people online that
listening.
Want to
Everybody is listening. I see the phone numbers all on the switchboard, but everybody must be enjoying the sound of our voice. Anybody wants to jump in, you can hit the number 1-714, I see you, 310-213, I see you. We're just doing what we're doing, kind of play. This week, you know, the name of the show is Say Something, Baby, and we're talking about, you know what I mean, and communication has just collapsed. After we done been through this struggle together, after we done came through the fire, and things are finally turning the corner, but it seems as though we just ain't on the same page, let alone in the same damn book. And it's the most puzzling thing to me, because sometimes that happens with your own child. Sometimes it happens with a parent, your brother, your loved one, you know what I mean? Your significant other who's been through everything, and as you're evolving, and things are getting better, like things are getting worse between y'all. Somebody needs to say something. So if anybody on the switchboard wants to join us, hit the number 1. You are more than welcome. You know?
That's right. Don't be scared. We're not scared, so don't be scared.
So we're trying to work through this today. Like I said, this is a topic that just, it eats at me because, you know, I can't see the relevance of it. I really can't. I don't know why there'd be resentment if I'm sharing the success with you. If you're reaping all the rewards, and like K. Diddy said, and he said, and I didn't even think of that part, and this is sick. This is the truest sick part about what we're talking about today. It seems the more I share the success with you, and the more you're enjoying the fruits of it, is the more you resent me. How the hell can that be?
That's a sick relationship right there.
You know what I mean? That's just sick. I can't understand that. You are definitely reaping all the rewards You're enjoying it, but yet you resent me. Wow. Like I said, anybody wants to join, hit the number one. I'm going to jump on Twitter and check on my Twitter folks in a minute. Can a player play live every Sunday, 2:30, you know what I mean? We love y'all. Well, we hope that that love is reciprocated. Go ahead.
That's right. But you know what, Tony, a lot of times people can't even answer that because they're trying to figure it out themselves. You know, I love this person, but I hate them because they're doing what they do. And it's a love-hate relationship. It's kind of sick, but it happens every single day. You know, and I know there's a lot of people out there that could be in a relationship like that and just don't know how to deal with it or trying not to deal with it, but you'll have to deal with it because self-preservation is a must. And if you're trying to preserve yourself to better yourself and the person that you're with is, like, pulling you back, and that's the thing about our people. We get that crab-in-the-bucket mentality. You know, one person is able to pull themselves up out of that, and then you got somebody else that's not doing as well, so they're going to pull you back down, and it's really sad. And all of us as a people, we need to get out of that and get rid of that and uplift somebody that's doing something because God gives us our own gifts, okay? And if you're in a position where you're being successful, share the wealth. Don't keep it. Because if you keep that, you're not going to go anywhere with it. When you share that wealth with somebody else, you're going to flourish. And that the people around you are going to flourish because they got that from you. And God gave that to them. Okay, so don't be selfish, you know, with yours. And I, you know, I've been in the business for a long time, and whatever wealth, whatever information, whatever advice I could give to somebody, I am more than glad to do that. You know, if somebody is more successful than me, so be it. I got my own success. That only meant that they did maybe a little bit more than me and got more than me. So what? Okay? I got mine. I can live with mine. They got theirs. Live with it. You know, don't hold it in because you're not going to go anywhere with it if you hold it in. Share the wealth. That's what it's there for. Can I get an amen from the gallery?
Amen. Share the wealth. Share the wealth. We are all for sharing the wealth. And, you know, sometimes even while we're sharing the wealth, you know what I mean, and we're going to talk about this too. We're definitely going to talk about this on the flip side. So I'm going to give y'all a moment to think of it. Sometimes, you know, a lot of times some of that resentment is I'm sharing the wealth, but I'm constantly reminding you that I'm bloody sharing the wealth. And we're going to talk about it when we come back. Yeah, and the mechanic player play, you know, stick and stay, don't go nowhere.
Who sell out in the stores? You tell me who flop. Who cop the blue drop? Who jewels drop top? Who mostly doji down to the blue drop? The same old pimp. Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. Guarantee a million shells full of love or luck. You don't believe in all the world, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldie sound. Can't no kid be, hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like booty. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. Yeah, there go Mace, there go your cutie. See me die, you see me fly. I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're thinking now when all the ball stops. You never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now, what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Violate me, this the BOJ. We don't play, mess around, be on your way. Cause it ain't enough time here, ain't enough line. I'm here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah. DEA, federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Got myself and the phone in the basement. My team's supreme, stay clean. Triple B, miracle dream. I be that, catch a seat at all events bent. Sitting holsters, girls on shoulders. Playboy, I told ya, me and Mike to me. Lose too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem. It's just a where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I see your girl in the eye. Player please, lyrically, you see, B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 5-0-0. My phone number, your man, and I can know, I got the dough, got the flow down, fit that, flat and plus, like this at, dangerous, on Trizak, leave your ass to that.
Yes, indeed, more money, more problems. When we started off the beginning of the show, that's what we were talking about. You know, the success comes the problems, and, you know, somebody who's been through the struggle with you, you can't figure out how is this gap has come between. Now, in the latter part of the show, we're talking about if I'm successful and I'm sharing it, but I'm constantly rubbing it in the face, the fact that, you know, I bought you this house. I bought this car, and every chance I get, yeah, yeah, you know, I bought that house for him. You need a car. Yeah, the shoes they got on, too. Yeah, yeah, I paid for that. I can definitely see that starting up some damn resentment. I don't need you constantly throwing that crap up. You know what I mean? Sort of like a lady when she mentioned, I'm going to give y'all ladies y'all props. Y'all met a brother. He wasn't nothing. Y'all sacrifice and make the brother into something. Then you want to constantly remind the brother that you helped him become something. You know, when you get mad, you want to cut up the shirts you bought a brother. I know your money bought it. What you got to cut a brother's shirt up for?
Tony, let me interject in that, okay?
There, go ahead, interject in that.
Okay, Tony, I understand where you're coming from with that, you know, and there's a lot of women out here that have been successful that still have that low self-esteem when it comes to a man, but understand too, there's a lot of women out here that have stood behind their man and helped them to get to where they are, and then when the man get to where he wants to be, he'll just toss them aside. Yeah, so that can cause a lot of resentment right there. Okay?
Absolutely.
And it's a double-edged sword because you got women out there, okay, well, I help you do this, bro, and you're gonna leave me for a white girl or another woman or whatever. And that's one side, and then there's the other side when the woman, she can't become a possessive because I helped you do this, bro, and she has that low self-esteem where she's thinking that he's doing stuff that he's not, which puts him in a position, okay, well, I'm already being accused for it, so I might as well go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a double-edged sword. So you got to point that out, too. But there has been It has been a lot of instances where women, whether they're black, white, green, purple, whatever, have stood behind their man, you know, for them to become successful. When that man becomes successful, he's like kicking them to the curb. Okay, like, I can get somebody to look better than you, cuter than you, you know, more money than you, whatever. Yeah, that can cause resentment. That can cause somebody to be killed up in here.
What about the woman that thought she stood behind her man and she really wasn't? She was just making his life miserable all the way, and he had to fight her, fight everybody else in town to become successful. And by the time he made it, you know, he looked out for it, but then he stepped. And then she still say the same shit that he left her for somebody else. He didn't leave her for nobody else. He just left to get away from her crazy ass.
That's what I'm saying. I just said that. You know, it's a double-edged sword. You know, it's a double-edged sword. And it works both ways. It's like a man standing behind his woman when she becomes successful, and she does the same thing, just like, and it's a double-edged sword. So I can get with you on that too, K. Diddy. Okay, so, you know, don't be getting your panties in a twist and stuff, you know, because I got you on both ends. And like I said, it's a double-edged sword, you know, and a lot of people need to be aware of that, but some people, you know, they don't think of it. It's like, I was there for you, you know, and that's all they see.
Nagging, nagging in the morning, nagging at night, nagging when the man was tired, boy, nagging.
And don't just say, you make it sound like it's just a woman that's nagging. Men can nag too, okay? Like I said. It's a double-edged sword. It goes both ways.
I could only speak about the men I know. You know,
I can
bitches,
speak both ways because you're one-sided. You're one-dimensional anyway.
Not even my radar.
You're one-dimensional. I'm three or four-dimensional, so I can see it all the way around, and that's what I'm saying. It works all the way around. It works both ways, not just with the women nagging. Men nag too. Okay, I've heard you nag a time or two, so don't even try it.
I got your nag.
I got yours put in my back pocket, baby, right here. What?
Well, we done set it off. I told y'all we was ghetto. We've been prolific for the last couple weeks. You see, we're showing all aspects. We dysfunctional as hell, but we family. We done set it off up in here.
We love each other, baby.
You know what I mean?
I know where your ass lives.
And I know where you live too. What? I'm scared of you, nigga. I know where you live and where you work. Don't let me have to get Pookie Ray Ray, Doombug, and all that place for your monkey ass in the parking lot. I can't even go on your ass too. What? I ain't scared of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we done brought the hood out of KJ and Lady Joy on the show.
He done made me come out of my diva mode on his monkey ass. What?
I told y'all, we get up. And, you know, KJ has been fronting for the last couple weeks talking about he's prolific and prolific. Y'all heard it from his own mouth.
Don't start nothing, it won't be none, okay? That's what I got to say. Don't start nothing, it won't be none, because I ain't scared of you. I know where you live, and I know where you work. And I got my
crew. I keep trying to tell you that looking for my ass, I don't work. You know that.
Bring it, bro. Okay, you're trying to have
a food stamp. People come get me. You be talking too much.
Look, I got a million pieces for your ass in my purse, okay? And I will show it to you. It'll just blank out all the electricity in the room, okay? So don't fight that, okay? Because you find yourself getting about the floor like, damn, where did that come from, okay?
Tony.
Pookie Ray Ray, Junebug, Peanut Nim.
Okay, Diddy, enjoy, y'all. We do have a listening audience. Y'all cannot be on the air threatening each other, talking about y'all giving up too much information
love, baby.
To man.
That's love right there.
You know,
that's our love.
I was just going to ask you, Tony, did you have some more Ripple over there so I can give her another drink?
That's the love that we got for each other. That's how we do things, okay? I ain't scared of him. He ain't scared of me. We threaten each other, okay, and all of that. But
now I want to say something, Lady Joe. You were correct about one thing earlier. You were correct about one thing earlier, and I was going to address that too, because I have an issue with brothers who give something, and this really bothers me. Because hey, when you give Pretty Tony something, you ain't coming back to get it, because it's now mine. You understand what I'm saying?
And you will try to repossess it.
I have an issue. I have an issue with brothers who spend a great deal of time, you know what I mean, giving to a young lady. A brother who gives and gives, but when he gets mad, he wants to take it back. That is not giving somebody something. That's like a friggin' loan. You're like a repo man. What you give is a gift. You can't supposed to take it back because you done got mad. Just the way we were talking about the ladies earlier, because she supported you, because she looked out for you. She feels she got the right to come cut your shirt up and scratch your car up. Nah. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody needs to learn how to treat each other. If I give you a gift, that gift is now yours. That is why I extended it out to you. I've talked about these brothers too. The brother who, when you're leaving somebody behind, you want to destroy him. How are you going to destroy the mother of your children, you blasted idiot? All because of your selfishness. We got issues, yeah. I'm mad at you, yeah. I hate your ass, yeah. But I'm not going to be trying to destroy you, and you got my kids. That means I'm destroying the kids. That's a selfish ass.
No, you ain't with me, so I don't want you to have nothing.
Wow. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're saying something about that today. We got to get beyond this. Ladies, you know what I mean? Read your boy Pretty Tony book, Play a Step, your game of gifts that I receive are now mine. They no longer belong to you. So don't come talking about you mad, now you want the shoes back you bought me. On what planet you going to get them shoes back? They're my shoes. I done wore them. I like them. I've added them to my collection of shoes. And fellas, when you give a young lady a gift because you get upset, you know what I mean, because you chose to give Drop the Drawers Delilah your diamond ring thinking she could. She was a hood rat, nigga, from the get-go. Hood rats do what hood rats do.
And don't get upset because she don't give it up to you on the first date, okay, dude? Everybody ain't a hoe.
The lady said it.
Heard me?
We're keeping it real. We're keeping it real on Can a Player Play today. We're talking about say something. And we're talking about everything in between. I'm talking about it all right now. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about how a brother trying to be successful, and while I was struggling, we was cool, but now that I made it, you're trying to hate on me, and I don't know why. We've also talked about the people who make it successful, and suddenly, you know what I mean, you done helped a few people out, and suddenly every time you see somebody, yeah, I bought that picture. Yeah, I paid for that shirt. Oh, yeah, I bought him some food last week. Uh-huh. You don't do that. That'll make somebody resent you. I would resent you.
That's right. Yeah, that's mine. I did that. That's mine.
And then we're talking about the men and the women. Let me put this out there, who want to help you get where you need to be. But then they feel they got the right to come back and be cutting stuff up and scratching stuff up. Nah. Learn the rules of the game, man.
But see, you know what, Tony? A lot of people think, you know, I helped you get there, okay, but it's still up to that one person themselves to be successful. Okay, you might have opened doors for them, but it's still up to that one person to make it happen.
You just led me into right what I was about to say, Lady Joy. A lot of people, my man K. Diddy always tells me this, a lot of people talk about being successful, but truly on the inside, they're really scared of success. So if I become successful and I open the door for you and you resenting me, subconsciously, you may be afraid of becoming a success. And you don't know how to deal with that effect. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. K. Diddy Esquire to talk on that a little bit. Dr. K. Diddy Esquire, spit that knowledge, brother.
Expound, brother, expound.
People don't really know what it is to be truly successful, you know, because, first of all, the idea of success varies between individuals. But, You know, a lot of times, like anything else, you have to have gone there and arrived there to really realize and know what it is. You can't know something until you really know. And there again, how many of us really know what we know? I mean, we know what we think we know, but then how much of that is really rooted in fact, knowledge, and experience? So that's my take on it.
Okay, we can do it.
That was on some Confucius shit. You know, got a brother going round and round like if a tree fall in the forest, does it really make a sound? What the hell?
I can't hear it.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. You know, I would be totally pleased when they start selling air. You know, if they sell air, more people talk less, and when they do speak, it would mean something. You know what I mean? People talk a lot, and they don't engage their brains first. They engage their mouth first. Cause I can't believe the things that come out of some people's mouths sometimes.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. I heard that, K. Diddy, and you and I, you know, every now and then we agree on something, and we don't, for the most part, we don't, because I'll be all up in yours. But for right now, I can agree with that. You know, a lot of people, they don't hear what they're saying, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if they did, they talk a lot,
like James Brown said, like talking stuff and saying nothing. Okay?
Straight up. You know what I mean? And a lot of people don't want to say that they don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
So they go
but see, that's fake phony shit again, man. Because it's no disrespect to not knowing something. There's disrespect only comes when you're not honest with yourself or others about not knowing it. Because as soon as you open your mouth, they know. You know, they know.
They know, ain't no disrespect.
There's no disrespect to not knowing something. Because if you honestly, humbly ask somebody something, a question, they will 9 times out of 10 give you that knowledge. They'll give you that game. You know what I'm saying? But when you come at them like you know this and you know that and you've been there and you've done that and you open your mouth and they can tell in the first like 30 seconds you don't have a clue, then you ain't got nothing coming from that point on. You ain't got nothing coming from that point on because you've already been tagged as an idiot.
And that's sad right there, but hey, that's how it is.
That is truly sad. And, you know, so, you know, we up on here talking about this. Today's show is called Say Something, Baby. We're talking about it all. We done got it in, and now, earlier we were talking about, you know, how we treat each other. You know what I mean? In any relationship, you got to have some kind of common ground. Be it your brother, be it your homeboy, be it your father, be it your wifey. We all got to learn how to treat each other. We all got to learn how to respect each other. And sometimes we all need to be put in check just a little bit because sometimes everybody be slacking on their pimping on some real ish.
Right. And other people might see things that we don't see. You know, so it's like,
you
know,
I was just informed.
Bring it to the front, bruh, sister. Bring it to the front.
That's right. A friend of mine just informed me that I don't allow nobody to check me. That's a lie. I'll process the information that you give me. Now, maybe when you initially tell me, I might be resistant to it. But one thing I do is I run conversations through my mind. And if I see the error of my ways, I'll come back as a man and be like, yo, you know what? Remember that scenario, that scene right there? You were right. That's something I need to improve on and work
on. I am so proud of you that you said that because I thought you was going to say some shit like perfection needs no improvement.
Perfection always needs improvement. Okay, we all need it. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. So we all need improvement.
I know I'm the chairman of the board, but you know what I mean? I am human. I am human, and that's part of the growth and the maturity that we're talking about. A lot of times when you're growing and you're maturing, you're changing, and somebody that you're with is not changing. They got to change too in their own way, and maybe they don't want to change. So that's where the barrier comes in, because I tell people all the time, I'm not going to be a prince and a king to you, and you're going to treat me like a pauper. You feel me?
Yep.
And that's the real thing that I'm speaking right there. Go ahead.
Say that again.
Tony, we don't have anybody in the chat room or somebody that want to always ready for that.
Shout out to Lady Taz. I see you in the chat room. Shout out to the 714s, the 718s, the 310s that I see listening to us. Welcome to the show. We love you. To all the folks I see listening online, holler at us. You know what I mean? To my girl, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go on and say it, even though you want some dominatrix stuff right now.
Ooh,
I'm
going
to go on and
put
it out there. You know
hey.
What I mean?
I thought you wasn't telling Joy's business.
I can tell my own business, okay?
Got my own girl on Twitter, Samaya.
Mm-hmm. I got my spike heels and my whips and chains waiting for you, bro.
Oh, so that means you're going to like this then, George. Samaya Reese on Twitter says, ladies, spoil your man, but if he gets out of pocket, send him my way. I'll put him in my boot camp with the whips and chains and all. She said, got whips and chains ready for that ass.
Me and her got to talk because she got her boot camp and I got mine, okay? So, you know, we might combine the two. What?
So that's what the homegirl on Twitter, Samaya Reese, says, you know what I mean? And
okay,
hold on.
Samaya,
tell her
I got her.
She also says, fellas, it doesn't make you less of a man to tell us you care. We love that. If you don't tell us, you might lose us. So hey, we're saying something. We're putting it out there. Homegirl on Twitter, Samaya Reese says, fellas, if you don't tell a woman you appreciate and love her, you might lose her. That's some real game I'm spitting right there.
Don't be scared. Okay, we're not scared. We're putting our hearts and our minds out there. So, you know, what? Because you're a man, you can't do the same thing? Dude, please.
Hold on.
Okay.
718-2-1-Live-Your-Mama-Can't-Play-A-Play.
Your mother came from the same place that us women are from, okay? A lot of times we've involved into a lot of different things. But
give me a drink of that. Give me a drink of that. give me a drink of that. Give me a drink of that.
I got you right here. If I can pour it in the phone, you got that.
I'm waiting for Lady Joyce. Big up to all everybody there. Lady Joy, Pretty Tone, K Diddy. How y'all doing?
We holding it down, baby. We holding it down.
I surely hear that because I'm, you know, I'm listening and you're surely holding it down and, you know, touching on everything. That's a beautiful thing. I just put on Facebook that I was listening, you know, because I just chimed in. And
well, we appreciate it, boo boo.
And Deadris Portis, she asked, was it my show? I said, no, this is kind of play, and I put in the, you know, the information so she can come and, you know, take a listen as well. Yeah.
Oh, and we so much appreciate you. You just don't even realize.
Give thanks. Well, I just want to say this, that, yes, you know, I go right along with you, and I was writing down True, Pretty Tony on, you know, when we give things, you know, and when we get things, that when it's all over, you know, and folk want to take stuff back, you know, that's just, it's a terrible thing anyway for that person who does that.
It is.
Because then it's just like they did it because they're looking for a favor in return, and they didn't even do it from the heart, you know, because when you release something from yourself, you release it. You're letting it go. You're letting it out, and it's done, you know. You're not supposed to look back on that. You know, so those that do should turn to a pillar of salt like Lot's wife.
Oh, I just love my girl. Go ahead, sweet D. You know, you be bringing it to the table, and I love that. I love it.
Good, thanks.
That's what we do on Kenneth Play-A-Play. You know what I mean? We talking about
and
it all on this.
She's all the way from New York, okay? She's all the way from New York, and she's bringing it like it should be brought. Okay? And make sure you do
last
that. Every
10 minutes week. Of the show, we've been flowing along. The name of the show today was called Say Something Better. You know what I mean? Don't resent me because I'm trying to get ahead. Don't resent me because I'm trying to be better. Don't resent me because I'm growing up and you trying to, you know what I mean? You stuck over there. And at the same time, even if as I'm trying to get ahead, I don't need to be rubbing it all in your face. And if I gave you something or you gave me something, the word give means you handed it over to me, whether it's your love
whether it's a diamond ring, a pair of shoes, a car. In that moment when you gave it to me, it was out of sincerity. So why you want to take it back now? Because you're mad or we go in our own ways. We need to move beyond that. You know, I'm going to keep it there. See, once again, Pretty Tony about to drop this knowledge on y'all. I tell brothers and my sisters this all the time. Stay in your lane. Stay in your pocket. So if you can't afford a 2-carat diamond ring, don't give somebody a 2-carat diamond ring. And then when you get mad, you want it back because you know your broke ass couldn't have bought it in the first place. You still make
that payment. Make that car payment.
Stay, you know, that's your mama ring. Why the hell would you give somebody your mama ring? You understand? Stay in your lane. Stay in your pocket, man. I'm speaking this real knowledge at y'all. You know, if you a Dennis kind of brother, speak up and be like, baby, all I can afford is Dennis. Don't get mad because when things break in, it's over. I took you to Red Lobster and Wolfgang Puck and spent all my paycheck. Your dumb ass shouldn't have done it. You should have presented yourself. You should have presented yourself for who and what you are, baby. All I can afford is International House of Pancakes or maybe Denny's. So if things go south, I can't be mad. We had a good meal. We had a laugh.
Yeah,
boom,
did.
Whatever.
McDonald's,
I gave it to you in that
of
moment
that.
Of, you know, yeah, in that moment, you know, if you buy me an outfit because you mad at me, how you gonna be mad? Call me talking about, yeah, I saw you with that bitch in the outfit I bought. It's my outfit. It ain't yours. I wear it who the hell ever I feel like it.
Tony, I just love you so much. I really do.
That's why as you said, I'm going to cut that shit up when you wear it.
Shut up. You're one ignorant.
She just wanna make sure you had a couple more sleeves.
Yeah. So I can't, you know what I mean? And then you ignorant brothers who you go out flossing, you in the relationship, you have some kids, you and homegirl breaking up, and you cutting up the couch and breaking up the furniture, talking about earlier, man, you ain't gonna have no niggas sitting on this. You idiot. That's what your kids sit on. That's what your kids eat on. And your children looking at you like, Daddy, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, deal with it. I mean, you know, you messed up, so, you know, move on. And
hey, I never said homeboy messed up. Don't put that on it.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I did not say homeboy. I said you messed up. It could have been a female. It could have been a male. Okay.
I'll take that. You cleaned that up real good.
Right.
Yeah,
That's right. We all have that tendency, you know, to jack somebody up because we messed up or it didn't go the way that we wanted to. Male, female, okay? So, you know, that could be anyone. And that's
know,
why
you
I'm bought here.
Me $100 bottle of cologne.
That's why I'm here make sure that it goes, you know, both ways, you know, because I'm not, you know, I love my sisters and everything, and we all have our faults. Everybody has our faults. You know, you guys, the guys always seem to make it want to look like the female is doing the negative stuff.
It is the female.
No, I'm, you know what, I'm going to just take your dreadlocks and just try it in a knot. Okay, it's not always female, bro. Okay, remember,
yeah,
I know where you live and I know where you work, okay? And it's not always, that's why I am here, okay, to level this shit out, okay? Yeah, we females, we have our moments, and you men, you have your moments. And it's like a scale, okay? And it tilts both ways. And I'm here to let y'all know that, okay? You know, we women, we have our moments, and you men, you definitely have yours. Okay? So I'm not leaning either way. Okay? So I'm just letting you know that, you know, we all have our moments. And I'm here to share that with my sisters and my brothers. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that agree with what I'm saying. Okay? So.
Yo.
And
that's
what,
real. You know what I mean? We all got to step our game up in one way or another.
Exactly.
Because at the end of
so,
the day,
Tony, your
we
book
all got
is gonna
issues.
Tony, your book is going to be off the chain because players step your game up, and that's for all of us, not just the females. So don't let me have to confine your ass. okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I know how to play my position, you know, and I tell brothers, that's another thing, brothers, I'm giving y'all this game. A lot of y'all got this machismo and this ego just running all throughout you. And you have pumped yourself up
and shit.
Far greater. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's running rampant.
Yeah, and you done pumped yourself up to be more than you really are. I tell brothers all the time, if you don't have a 10-inch dick, don't say so. This some grown man shit.
So you got a 3-inch one. Okay, so you got a 3-inch one. Okay, there's stuff out there that can make you extend that.
That's what you got. That's what you got. You work with what you got, man. And it takes a certain level of growth and a certain level of maturity to say the things your boy Pretty Tony's saying, man.
Right.
Because a lot of brothers, we build ourselves up to get broke down. If you don't have a 10-inch dick, don't say so. If you can't afford Wolfgang Puck, don't pretend like you can, then be mad. Don't buy her a damn car if you... Thank you, go. If you don't want to appreciate that, you need to go find a woman who's going to appreciate McDonald's.
That's right. That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
There's a lot of women that will go to Carl's Jr.
Thank you. Everybody got their standards. Don't pump it. Don't buy that damn car and be mad when you see another nigga and her in the car. There is a possibility the relationship will end. Let me tell you some shit that you've been hearing your whole life that's been shooting over your head. That which has a beginning must have an end.
Ooh.
That is the nature of life. So if you bought this car when things was in good times, now that, you know what I mean, things are in bad times, you're talking about, I want it back. What the hell you buy it for? Be like K. Diddy, I ain't buying you no car.
And,
damn, and,
I
didn't even respond to that. You didn't even
respond. No, I didn't even say nothing because I was thinking about a bus pass and you was on the car shit.
Bus pass and Vienna sausage. Okay, that's what he was about.
Okay, but you know what? We got to respect, you know what, Lady Joy? We got to respect the fact that he keeps it real. He's stiffing his Vienna sausages. He don't straight.
Yeah, that's right. He let it be known. Okay, this is what I'm about, okay? And I respect that 24/7.
You know
that's
what I mean?
My brother.
He ain't stepping out of his lane. He ain't stepping out of his lane talking about, yeah, baby, I can take you and, you know, we can go eat $100 steaks. KB, let me know it's Kool-Aid and Vienna sausages. Barbecue and Vienna sausages.
Don't tell me 6 weeks down the road I did this and I did that, because I didn't tell your ass up front I got issues.
But listen, both of y'all, Tony and Kay Diddy, he's my nigglet if he don't get no biglet, okay? He's still my nigglet, okay?
Hey, you know what, okay. Once again, you don't have to like what he's saying, but at least he's a brother being honest with you.
He's putting it out there. He's putting it out there. So I'm like, okay, run it, bro. Run it. You know, we got your back. Me, Pookie, Ray Ray, Peanut Nim, and all of that.
Oh, man, you know what? We've done been having so much fun. We're in the last 60 seconds of the show. Joy, tell them where they can hit you at.
You can hit me up on Facebook, Joy Lashawn, J-O-Y-L-A. S-H-A-W-N. Hit me up. I love to have friends on there. And you can also hit me up every Saturday, 3 p.m. to 7 at 88lv.com if you're online. Or you can hit me up 88.1. And you can hit us on Facebook. You can hit us on Twitter. You know, I don't tweet, but you can hit us there and YouTube and all of that. And I love for my people to contact me, you know, because if you got
all right, and as usual,
hey, you got some music.
You know where to get us, man. www.worldmovement.com. You know how to get at K. Diddy and myself. Come to the site, check us out, see what we got going. We're doing some big things this year. www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music, check out the books. We're going to have so much more we're going to be putting online real soon. Playology is everywhere. Players Take Your Game Up is everywhere. The new project, West Coast Bangers, come through. Once again, www.worldmovement.com. Hit him up, Lamont@worldmovement.com, or Tony@worldmovement.com. Whatever you want to do, get at us. You know how we do on here, man. We love y'all. 2:30 every Sunday. Can't play a play. Right here, man. Peace, love. Love yourself, because you can't love nobody else if you don't love yourself.